Biggie, your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch in hour number 3 of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. For our listeners just tuning in, spent a good chunk of the show earlier, as I expected would happen, talking about various aspects of the Ron Paul campaign, where we are today, where we've come from, and where it's going, because we're not giving up. This is just beginning. As Gene, the Christian anarchist, described earlier, it's that snowball gathering speed as it's rolling down the hill. Maybe it seems like it's, you know, hit a little bump with 8% in New Hampshire versus 10% in Iowa, but still, that's not a very big statistical difference. It's still just a few percentage points, and it's still anybody's game. Anything can happen. I'm not predicting a Ron Paul win necessarily, as much as I would like that. But what I am saying is that this is an unprecedentedly successful libertarian campaign. There have been some amazing wins. There's just been an incredible amount of people brought into this movement as a result of Ron Paul. And that's all good. I mean, that's what we want to happen. We want people to discover the message of liberty. I'm not contributing money, the money that I've contributed several hundred dollars at this point. I'm not contributing money to the Ron Paul campaign because I think he's going to win. Never did I do that. I'm contributing money to Ron Paul because he's getting on television, he's getting on the radio, and he's talking about freedom. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about people hearing the message of liberty.
And he's, you know, the more money he gets, the more people are going to hear him.
Right. I don't know how well they're spending the money. I'm not sure about that, but there is no other Ron Paul out there that I could put my money behind. If there were, you know, if Harry Brown was out there doing this, the Libertarian presidential candidate, I'd be putting money behind Harry's campaign just as I did back in the year 2000, just as I did for Michael Badnarik. Anybody that's getting out there doing good things for liberty deserves some level of support. So that's why I'm contributing. Anyway, I was talking about how I was talking about how all these people have been unearthed. These people have been excited by the Ron Paul campaign. Many of them so excited that they've quit their jobs. In the case of Vijay Boyapati, a former Google engineer, quit a very lucrative career at one of the most highly desired places of business in America, Google. He quit his engineering job to move to New Hampshire to campaign for Ron Paul. In fact, I should email him and ask him how he's feeling today after all of his efforts and see if he has been deterred at all and what he's going to do next. I'm going to make a note about
that.
He'll
do fine.
Yeah, but anyway, I want to point out that, you know, people like Vijay are on one end of the scale as far as the Ron Paul activists are concerned, as far as those who support Ron Paul are concerned. He's on one end. He's down where we are. Like, we totally get it. We get liberty. We've been interested in libertarianism and freedom for a long time. Many of us.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us for years. BJ as well. Ron Paul's sort of the newest thing for us. We've already been in the liberty movement. Ron Paul's just something new for us to latch on to and get excited about. But again, BJ and us and we and many of our listeners are on one side of the spectrum, while on the other side of the spectrum are a group of people that, you know, they're like your regular average Americans. They know something's wrong. They know, before they heard about Ron Paul, they were in the dark. They knew that something was wrong with America. Something is wrong. You can tell, you know, all these taxes. You're not really getting any value for the tax money you're putting out there. All this war.
And a lot of them just blame the other party.
Yeah, they certainly do. So they're sort of in the dark. They don't really know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. But they know there's something wrong. And
all their votes hold me hostage.
And so then they find this message that resonates with them. Freedom. More liberty. It's a message that's resonated for years. Usually it's the Republicans that are spouting it off. But most people have become jaded to that because the Republicans are liars. They say they want more freedom or less government, but then when you actually elect them, they don't do anything about it. Along comes Ron Paul saying the same thing, and actually going further by saying things like getting rid of the Federal Reserve and talking about inflation and talking about, you know, ending the war and pulling the troops home from around the world. So he's really taken it even further than most Republicans have ever taken it as far as the rhetoric is concerned. But Ron Paul not only has the rhetoric, he actually backs it up with action. He actually has the voting record that proves he means what he says, unlike these other Republicans. So you know, your average American looks at that and listens to that and says, yeah, yeah, I feel that way too. That's great. I love this guy. Ron Paul. Go Ron Paul. And they get really excited. And they'll go out to a campaign event and they'll wave a sign. And they'll get really excited. And they should. It's exciting. But then you have to ask yourself, what will happen with these people, these sort of newbie Ron Paul supporters, the ones that don't necessarily understand the principle of non-initiation of force? Because Ron's not really going around touting that so much. He's more talking about policy and, you know, some of the things he'll change, why he's different from the other candidates. And, you know, that's what he should be doing.
And it's a huge education process.
Oh, yeah.
For the public.
So many of these people, and there's no way to determine what percentage of them are like this. Many of these people are in this, you know, newbie phase where they're excited by what they're hearing, but they don't really understand. And I've asked the question on the air before, what will happen with these people when Ron Paul doesn't win the nomination? And let's say Ron Paul doesn't go and take the Libertarian Party's platform and doesn't, you know, get that nomination either. Let's just say he doesn't win the nomination for the Republicans and he drops off, you know, just goes back to being a representative. What will happen to those people? Well, Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report asked a few of them on one of his recent videos. It was outside of the Liberty Forum when Ron Paul was coming out after his speech. And there were some people up in the parking garage watching the whole thing happening. Some Ron Paul supporters that went to get a better vantage point because there was just a thronging mass of people surrounding Ron Paul. So there probably would have been no chance they would have been able to get to meet him. So these people were up there watching, and Dave Ridley had a couple of questions for them. After asking them if they were, you know, if they'd ever met Ron before, they said no, never met Ron before. You know, they're relatively new to this movement. After that, he got to a really relevant question, and here's the audio.
What do you think should happen if he doesn't get the nomination? What do you think ought to be the next step for this movement?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. I wouldn't have a clue. Brad?
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah.
They don't know.
And who's telling them?
You heard that. She just sat there and thought about it for a while. She'd never considered that.
Well, that's kind of a good thing, that when you're in the middle of something that you never consider defeat. I mean, that's a good thing, except you have to, in your mind, think, well, I've thought of it. I thought, you know, what would happen if Ron Paul didn't make it? And I would keep doing the same thing, wouldn't you? And aren't we going to?
Oh, I would. Oh, well, we know that. I mean, you're gonna get, 'cause again, we've been in this for a long time, so we know the direction we're going in. I'm concerned that there may be a whole lot of people in the Ron Paul movement that are like these folks. Nice folks. They got their, you know, they had their little girl there, very excited about Ron Paul. But for them, Ron Paul's it. For them, Ron Paul is the movement. For them, Ron Paul is the end-all, be-all of liberty.
Ron Paul needs to anoint a successor in the same way like Moses anointed Joshua, kind of thing.
I think you're right about that. There are certainly some things that can be done within the campaign to, I think, help alleviate this problem. I don't know if they're going to do it. I don't know if that's something they're even thinking about. And I don't know how widespread this is. I'm concerned that it may be very large. I'm concerned that a significant portion of Ron Paul's supporters have no vision whatsoever for the future of liberty in this country. Have, you know, they've placed their bet, if you will, and put it on Ron Paul, and they're going, ride it, Ron Paul, go on, go all the way to the end goal, and if he doesn't make it, these are the people that are going to feel that burnout. These are the people that they don't have any political experience. Look, I felt the burnout. I know what it's like. I had that in the beginning of my political, you know, career, if you will. Not a career I want. I hate politics. But I felt the burnout. I managed to get over it and move on and continue pursuing liberty in other methods. The Free State Project was one of those things. Because of burnout, because of the infighting in the Libertarian Party, I just said, screw this. This Free State Project idea is brilliant. I'm moving there. There was something for me to go to. And now there's so many other options that have opened up as a result of that. But people like these people have no other options. They don't have it. There's nothing going through their head. They're not even thinking about it. So when the time comes, when Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, these are the people that are just going to be left out in the cold. They aren't going to have any idea what to do. And if they aren't around people like us with some vision for what can come next, they're lost. More on the way. I want to hear your thoughts on this. 800-259-9231. How can we help these people? This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you.
You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version as well, all for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website. Again, freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the phone lines. We're talking about the, again, still about the Ron Paul campaign, various different aspects in regards to it. In fact, LouRockwell.com just posted some of the exit polling for New Hampshire. I'll do some digging as the hour progresses and see what we can find out. It sounds like... sounds like the old folks, at least from what I understand, did not vote for Ron Paul. So we'll look at the numbers here in a little bit. But right now we're talking about the fair weather supporters, the people, the newbies, the people that have just recently discovered Ron Paul and the message of freedom and have gotten excited by it. I played an audio clip, and I'll play it again here because it's very, very short, 13 seconds long. It's a couple, very nice, you know, nice American couple, presumably living in New Hampshire, because this happened, this was taken from the outside of the Liberty Forum, where Ron Paul spoke at over the weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire, and this was just a couple with, you know, like a little five-year-old daughter, three-year-old daughter, whatever, standing, watching this happening, and Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report, RidleyReport.com, went up and asked them a few questions. They were new, they'd never met Ron Paul before. And you could tell they were very excited to be there. You know, they were sort of wide-eyed and looking off into the distance, that sort of thing. And then Dave Ridley asked the most relevant question, I think, that needs to be asked of these Ron Paul supporters.
What do you think should happen if he doesn't get the nomination? What do you think ought to be the next step for this movement?
Oh. I wouldn't have a clue. Brad?
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
As much as we might like to think... in this liberty movement, as much as we might like to believe that everyone is an individual thinker, so everyone has their own vision for, you know, what the future is to hold for liberty and how to get there, it's just not the case. Just like any other group of people, there are going to be people who have vision and people that like the vision that they hear, but they don't have any vision of their own. They just know they like it when they hear it, and they want to, you know, jump on that train, and they want to help out with that. And that's okay. Not everybody has to be a leader. And these are two of those people, at least at this point in their lives. That's not to say they can't develop those skills. It's not to say they can't develop leadership. Certainly, that's something anybody can practice at. It's something anyone can learn. There are very specific things one can be taught in order to move ahead with that sort of level of self-development. But by default, if you've been a graduate of the government education system, you're not taught to think that way. You're not taught to think in an entrepreneurial mindset. You're not taught to think outside of the box. And these people are just fortunate enough to have come across the message of freedom. They've identified it as something that sounds good to them. They like it. They're excited by it. But to them, it's only Ron Paul. To them, there's this neat candidate out there that's saying things they like and that's surrounded by a whole big old group of interesting people, but they haven't yet experienced, I guess, and I don't know, you know, we don't know a lot about these two people that we're playing the audio clip from. We don't know if they go to the Ron Paul meetup groups. We don't know who they spend their time with. Are they hanging out with other liberty-minded people, or were they just a couple of folks that had just discovered Ron Paul and figured they'd take the opportunity to try to meet him that day?
You know, some of Ron Paul's appeal is also not only what he says, but his record of integrity. And so you can have people say whatever they want, but you have to be able to trust them when they get into office that they'll actually stick by their principles. Good example is Reagan. You know, Reagan said a lot of the same stuff in 1980,
mm-hmm.
and look what happened.
Right. Well, Ron Paul's got the track record to, you know,
exactly.
Back it up.
Exactly.
And that's important. But you see where I'm coming from here? There's a significant percentage. It must be significant. I don't know what it is. But there's a large amount of the Ron Paul supporters that are in the exact same camp as these two folks. And these are the people that we're going to lose. They're going to drop off the map again. They're going to go and they're going to throw up their hands and going to say, "Oh, I hate politics. I'm giving up on this. There was no hope in the beginning. I'm sorry we even wasted our time. I'm sorry we even spent our money on this campaign. We should have been doing other things. We could have been building our business. We could have been educating our daughter. We could have been, you know, spending time sewing or playing computer games or playing Scrabble. You know, we could have been doing other things." These are the people that are going to drop off the map when Ron Paul goes away. And there's going to be no way to prevent that from happening in many cases. But I think we should do whatever we can do to prevent it in some of the cases. We need to insulate these people from the damage they're going to be feeling when Ron Paul, or if Ron Paul, doesn't get the nomination.
You know, at the very least, people who are Ron Paul supporters should subscribe to Ron Paul's Texas Straight Talk newsletter. It comes out every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been getting his newsletters for years, his email newsletters, and that's why I knew about him, you know, before the campaign, and why a lot of people did. And now more people know about him, so now we should actually even plug into what he's trying to do in Congress, because if he has more support for a lot of the things he's trying to do in Congress, for example, he's got the American Freedom Agenda bill that he proposed. He's got the Health Freedom Bill. He's got a lot of really good legislation that needs more sponsors. So we should pay attention to what he's doing in Congress and start calling our local congressmen to try to get more co-sponsors and more support for the things he's doing in Congress.
I think that Ron Paul himself should be encouraged by the people close to him, surrounding him, to toward the end of the campaign, whatever happens toward the end of the campaign, to start actively suggesting ideas to people. Because if they come from Ron Paul himself, whatever the ideas are, whether the ideas be, you know, run for Congress or run for local city council or whatever, getting involved in politics, joining the Free State Project, civil disobedience, whatever it is Ron Paul would suggest, give something for these people to grab a hold of. Give something for them to get excited about beyond this campaign, because I'm very, very concerned that that's all a lot of them have, that they can't see beyond the campaign. They don't know what else is out there. And there's a lot. There's a lot to be excited about in our movement. But that's not what that's not what this campaign's about. It's not about explaining the liberty movement to them. It's about just talking about freedom. And then, it's sort of leaving it in their hands to do the necessary research to take it further. Which is fine. For many people, that's what they'll do. They'll go and they'll dig and dig and dig, and they'll learn, and they'll find Free Talk Live, and they'll listen to our show. Many of them have. Many of our listeners today found us because we interviewed Ron Paul. And they were interested in Ron Paul. They found all the interviews he'd done. They listened to ours. And obviously we stand out from the rest of the interview pack. So they're coming on board. They're learning more about liberty as a result of that. I'm not concerned with those people, the self-starters. I'm not concerned with them. They're going to be fine. But it's people like this, the sort of, for lack of a better word, the followers. I don't want to sound like I'm talking down to these folks, but there are a lot of people like that. They just want something to do. They want someone to look up towards and someone to point them in the right direction.
But, I still see this as just a step, a phase towards critical mass, because you're not going to keep everybody, but you are going to get more people as the ball keeps rolling. Some people will drop off and get burnt out, but
yeah.
Once you've been exposed to these ideas and you understand. Once you see this paradigm, then the other two boxes that they want to stuff your brain into don't seem nearly as attractive.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it, Wayne. I'm with you. I think that we're going to retain a whole lot of great activists from this, but I want to make sure we maximize that retention. That's all. So people that are in the Ron Paul meetup groups should try to identify potential burnout, try to counteract it in whatever way is necessary. Prepare people for this. That's all I'm saying. More on the way. Checkpoints in the United States. We've got some very instructional and interesting audio to share with you.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have 2 regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make.
Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices are raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Go to libertydollar.org. I was browsing through some of these exit polling numbers here a few moments ago. Very interesting stuff. Hopefully we'll have time to share that with you. Otherwise, maybe we'll get some highlights for you tomorrow night. We got to go to the phone calls for right now. It's Skip calling from the internet. Skip, you're on Free Talk Live. Skip, going once.
Yeah, I haven't heard you guys much, but it's just kind of fun. And I got a question for you. Are you guys familiar with James Kunstler and like his opinion, you know, the end of suburbia, that his books and some of his videos and that stuff?
Nope. I have heard of it, I believe. Is that the theory where James eventually Kunstler, everybody will move back to the city?
Yeah, well, you know, his basic theory is that, you know, it's going to be a collapsed, you know, feudalistic system, you know, with the kind of the powers that be, globalism, those powers, big corporations will run everything, and somehow, you know, it just sounds bad. You know?
Well, we're very close to feudalism from what I can tell now. As a matter of fact, there's I think it's a township in New York State that's offered to, mainly to older residents, but to people that they can pay off their really exorbitant property tax rates by working for the county. That's
an indentured servant. Yeah.
That's serfdom. I mean, you know, it's only one step away with property taxes anyway, but that's it.
Counselor takes it a couple steps further. He's talking about concentration camps and basically, you know, America being like totally degraded
Well, we're seeing
being exploited by
we're seeing the beginnings of some of that right now, where you know, the federal government, I'm sure you're well aware, has a multi-million, $380 million contract with one of the Halliburton subsidiaries, which I think has since splintered off into its own company, KBR. That you know, they have these contracts to actually build the detention centers if supposedly they become necessary at some point in the future, which of course the government will decide when that's to happen.
Do you think that Hillary Clinton is the worst possible choice, or do you think that she has some good points about her?
I think Mike Huckabee is the worst possible choice.
I think they're all bad. I can't rank. I there's no way I could possibly rank any of those Republicans or Democrats above or below the others. They're all just awful to me.
What would you rather have, AIDS or cancer?
But you guys do kind of like Ron Paul. I mean, that's
well, we're accepting Ron Paul. Everybody here loves Ron Paul. He's great.
Okay. And mainly that's because of the libertarian, those values, the acceptance of those types of values, right?
Because of Ron Paul's acceptance?
No. I mean, you know, his economic outlook, you know, I would put him in the sort of the Ayn Rand, Greenspan kind of mold, you know?
Austrian
economics.
The old Greenspan, back when Greenspan was a gold guy, now he's a Federal Reserve guy, so he's changed his tune. But yeah,
double speaker now, yeah.
Definitely, I think Ron Paul studied under Mises, didn't he?
I think that, you know, that whole school kind of fits in with the, you know, it just fits in, you know, so
he
would have to have, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to comment also, too. You know, that earlier caller from Florida.
Oh, the nut job socialist?
Okay, what's he talking about?
There was a social movement in the United States, started in 1918, and it peaked in the middle 30s. And it was actually called Technocracy. It was an American group of scientists from Columbia University, and they came up with a program where they used energy instead of money. What they termed a price system, you know, that's what they call what we're using now.
Okay,
using
energy as a commodity of exchange is really little different than using gold or silver as a commodity of change. Now, maybe there's some advantages to using energy. I'm all for listening to that. I had no idea what that guy was rambling about.
It was really interesting, and the surprising thing is that, like, in 1933, 34, 35, you know, that was a critical time, and of course FDR came in shortly, and he actually had a bunch of members of his group. 17 of these so-called technocrats were part of his administration, and that had a huge significance in at that time, you know, in the evolution of Social Security and a lot of the other elements.
So we have we have these technocrats to blame for that.
Well, that wasn't all bad, you know.
Oh yes,
you
it was.
To keep consumers. Now, you know, you got to keep people buying light bulbs and toilet paper. You have to have consumers. The price system, if you have a price system, it has to keep growing. And
that's where it gets a little sketchy, because what you're saying, then you're implying that consumerism is basically drives the economy, consumption, when really it's savings and investment that grow an economy and create wealth and not consumption.
Well, in a world where there's no inflation, maybe, but in today's world.
Yeah, but the economy has to grow. It has to grow 3 or 4% at least. You know, it has to keep growing.
Well, now, wait a minute.
That's what the Keynesian economics economists tell us. But, you know, if you have something of value, unlike a dollar bill, which has no intrinsic value at all, you can choose when to spend it or when not to spend it. And the economy is not going to collapse as a result of you not spending it.
Well, also, there's a difference between the growth of the economy, in that more goods and services are being transacted on a daily basis, and the inflation of the currency, which is what the Keynesians believe in. They believe in continually inflating the currency vis-a-vis the central bank. And so there's a huge difference in concepts there that really needs to be clarified and understood.
That's right. Right now, whatever they're quoting, I think they quote GDP at 1 or 2 or 3%. But when you consider the real rate of inflation, it's actually negative growth, because what they're doing is they're understating inflation, overstating GDP, so we really don't have economic growth. But you can still have an increase in activity without so-called increase in GDP, because if the economy is growing quicker than the money supply is, then you have ever so slight deflation. You can still have more activity with less sales associated with it.
No, I know what you're talking about. You know, interestingly, in what they used to call Constantinople.
Yes.
When it was the early Christian part of that empire.
And it was on a gold standard.
They were on a gold standard. But when the two empires split, the Eastern and Western Empire, in Constantinople, they ended up having a non-inflationary price system that lasted for almost 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Anybody that raised any type of inflation, the penalty was death.
Well, you couldn't. I mean,
we have a non-inflationary price system currently existing in the United States today, and that is gold and silver. You used to be in Rome able to buy a nice suit of clothes for an ounce of gold. Today in the United States, you can buy a fine suit of gold.
I know what you're saying, but the problem is that gold is tied into money. You know, that price is varied quite a bit.
The price of the money has varied quite a bit,
right.
But the gold itself is still worth essentially the same to humans.
Yeah, buys the same thing.
The dollars, are something that are created by the people. It's just paper. I mean, it's crap.
Yeah,
don't get wrapped up in the dollars. Get wrapped up in what you can buy with your piece of gold.
Right, people have been confused, and I think, Skip, that you're confusing money with dollars.
With purchasing power.
Very educated.
No, I agree with you. He's educated, but I think he's confusing money with dollars. Money is just a medium of exchange.
The so-called gold is measured in dollars currently, so we're stuck with that connection.
Gold can be measured in euros. Gold can be measured in oil.
In Greece, it's measured in drachmas. Whatever you choose.
Yes, but it's sold worldwide in dollars. It's the dollar hegemony. There's no question about that.
There isn't today, but you can believe that when the dollar's dead and gone and buried, gold's still going to be around and still going to be worth something to someone. And that's just, it's a paradigm from which you choose to view it.
Right, because gold has real value in the marketplace, whereas dollars only have value because the government forces us to use them. And I would love to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And Skip, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Get rid of the government fiat money system and replace it with real value. I don't care if that's, you know, gold, silver, or energy, whatever it is.
Bananas,
let the marketplace decide. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. And you can also help support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
800-259-9231. Mark, you've been doing some digging during the break about this. What is it called? Technocracy or technocracy?
Technocracy. Technocracy? Right. And
this idea that at least two callers happen to have called into to us about tonight,
well, likely,
one more coherent than the other.
One significantly. It was a lot clearer to us.
But he wasn't really talking about the technocracy idea as much as the other guy was.
And if there seems to be some idea behind this, I mean, you know, looking into technocracy, that energy would be a good form of money. Now they're, you know, talking about the pricing system and then, you know, the dangers of these things, you know. That it sounds very communist in a lot of ways, but you know, looking at some of it here, let me read you know something here that sounds rather communist to me.
Where is this from?
This is from technocracy.org. Individual consuming privileges.
Uh-oh.
So this is a
privilege,
system of government.
To have a privilege, someone must grant it.
Correct.
So, therefore, someone will be in control. Some all-knowing scientist, no doubt.
No doubt. Every adult above the age of... right, a scientist. A scientist... we'll get down to what the scientists get here in a minute. Every adult above the ages of 25 will receive his or her share of purchasing power, an equal part of the net consumed energy.
Whoa. One more time.
Every adult above the ages of 25 will receive his or her share of purchasing power, an equal part of the total net consumed energy. Now, remember, it says equal. Equal part. And from birth to the 25th year, every individual will receive a maintenance allowance. The certificate will be issued directly to the individual. It is non-transferable, non-negotiable, therefore it cannot be stolen, lost, loaned, borrowed, or given away.
Now, I'm not on the website. Is this like a long, rambling page?
It is,
like,
but
like Time Cube?
No, it's not. It's much better done than that.
Okay.
It cannot be stolen, lost, or given away. It is non-cumulative, therefore it cannot be saved. It does not accrue, nor does it bear interest. It need not be spent, but loses its validity after a designated period of time. This is all very managed. Do you understand?
Oh, I'm hearing you.
Extraordinarily managed.
This sounds exactly like the crap. You remember when Julia was on talking about her old friend from Florida that was talking about how we need to get rid of money and all this? It's
every,
the same nonsense.
Every, you know...
With a new label.
Every
but techno-intelligent
day out
cool.
there has their little version of socialism that will actually work because theirs will actually be instituted in a fair and just manner. And that's
where
they
in charge.
Fail. That's where they don't understand. Because when the politicians, when you put a position of power out there, the most bloodthirsty of our race will scramble for that power, will kill for that power, and will do whatever it takes to get that power so that they can decide what is an equal part of the net consumed energy.
Yeah, but the Klingons and the lizard people are going to administer this just to make sure that humans don't do it and mess it up.
Well, gender, ethnicity, and sexual preference distinctions will not be applied to individuals for purposes of counting.
Yeah, but you can't tell what sex a lizard person is.
The energy distribution card represents equal, though not identical, purchasing power for every adult living on this continent. In itself, it represents nothing of value. It is much in nature of a blank check, a scrap of paper. The certificate is valid only for the purchase of items individually consumable. Means of production and distribution cannot be owned by an individual, Ian. Well, who owns...
What?
Means of production and distribution cannot be owned by an individual.
Oh, only the collective may own these things.
Only the supreme scientist who administers who gets the equal portion of energy will decide. This technocracy thing, although an interesting form of sick, twisted pinko socialism, it is just twisted, sick pinko socialism.
You know,
okay?
Totally.
That's all there is to it.
And I'm all for things that where people
communism.
Think outside the box, but this is definitely the wrong box to stick your brain in.
With freedom and liberty, maybe the form of money that we will end up with without the government issuing crappy little pieces of paper that are backed up by nothing and calling them Federal Reserve notes,
mm-hmm.
maybe with freedom and liberty, energy will be the form of... Right now, it's the largest, the most money-producing industry in the world. I don't imagine that they count all the wars, by the way.
If it's easier to store it, sure. I mean, one of the reasons why gold was so useful is because it's easy to break it down and store it and transport it and that sort of thing. And energy, you can certainly transport faster than gold. You can shoot it over the, phone lines. Technically, it is. Technically, gold has become, real money has become represented by energy in that the digits in your bank account are essentially energy. So, in a way, energy is sort of partly money today, or at least directly related. To it.
I've known people who consider themselves very spiritual to say that money is energy of the physical plane. But, I tell a lot of my friends who are so-called environmentalists that, if we had honest money, we wouldn't have all the artificial consumption because we're creating artificial demand for buying certain things with all this money they create all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If money was a little bit tighter, then people would use it more judiciously and they wouldn't spend it on things that were stupid and unnecessary.
If energy was money... there's a problem with energy. Energy loses itself in transport. Heat and resistance cause energy to go away. When I hand you a piece of gold, Ian, that gold is worth just what I handed you.
That's true.
But if I transfer energy to you, there's a small amount of ohms or whatever lost on the way.
Well, maybe at some point the energy transmission can be 100% efficient. Maybe that could be developed.
I suppose it is possible.
But that's what you're saying here, is we're open to the idea. It's just this centrally managed, controlled nonsense, this super elite plan that we have, these technocrats or whatever have, to impose upon all of us by force, of course. Because if you go and you create this little energy economy or whatever the hell it is they call this, and I decide, that's okay, I'll stick with my gold and silver, what do you think they'll do?
I don't know. Currently, under our system, you can basically...
Probably put in an energy gulag is what will happen.
Maybe not. I mean, under our current
system... Put me on a bicycle so I can start, generating energy for the commune.
Federal Reserve notes are a form of currency that the federal government requires that people take as money, but we can buy things with gold and silver if we so choose, if we can find somebody to take it. And I've bought things with Liberty Dollars, for instance.
Yeah, they won't allow that in their centrally planned economy, Mark.
But they did arrest people, they confiscated all the silver and gold and platinum and copper from the Liberty Dollar recently and called it counterfeiting. So there may very well put you in a little energy gulag.
Is this how deep does this website go? How insane is it? I mean, how much more is there to it?
Oh, quite a bit.
Okay, maybe some of our listeners think of...
Like the gentleman said, this is not a new theory.
Communism's decades and hundreds of years old.
This was done in the 30s or whatever, so they've had plenty of times.
Well, the fact that these people were palsy-wowsy with FDR is all I needed to hear.
Yeah. Me too.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Tony in Santa Cruz. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Oh, this is a great discussion you guys are having, because it was just something I was thinking about last night about this whole money system and how it does create consumption. like tonight, I just went and got a burrito and a beer, and I spent $11. Okay, ooh. But how much would that burrito and beer have cost, 100 years ago?
With an honest money system, it would be probably a dollar or
right.
less.
Right, exactly. But you see, people don't know, and the price of gas is $3. Is it going to be $5 tomorrow? And so, especially when I really notice it when I go into restaurants. Not this one. This was a counter wave. But, if you go to a sit-down restaurant, it's like, would you like another drink? Would you like more? Would you like dessert? And you're already full. So it just creates a whole consumption. I don't know if you guys read Crossing the Rubicon, Mike Rupert, but, he talked a lot about, about how this is a consumption-based economy and, how it all depends on oil.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with consuming things. I mean, that's...
No, there's nothing wrong with consuming at all, but... But just the way the money system works, it enhances that.
Right,
that,
but well, the way because of inflation, I think what you're getting at is because of inflation, because the government is constantly increasing the money supply and the value of the dollar is consistently dropping and having it.
You
it's
have
dropping.
To get them today because if you wait till tomorrow to get your dollar, it will be worth less because
right.
the federal government will have printed more.
Right, there's a disincentive to save in a real value-based economy where money is actually backed by something. There's an incentive to save, whereas when government just keeps the printing presses. Rolling, you better spend
right,
that money as quick as possible.
From saving.
It's like
exactly.
when the German economy hit hyperinflation. You couldn't spend that money quick enough.
Right. Well, I mean, there's different schools of thought on what money should be backed by. I mean, some say it should be backed by gold, and then other there's that one that just say that you should just have U.S. debt-free notes. Now this this energy as money. I mean, my only response to that is Alan Greenspan, is David Rockefeller going to conform to that same system? Are they going to ration their gas?
I don't know.
I think is we should have freedom behind money, and the government right. shouldn't be involved in it. No one should tell us what we should use as a medium of exchange.
Let the people in the marketplace decide what the currencies should be, and let them circulate what they think is best. Tony, thanks for the call. We're done for tonight. Back tomorrow, live on tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The disciples...